Hey! Okay, now? So talk, you said don't talk before.
Yeah, we had something planned, and then Fox News pulled it.
let me reset. Hey, there's no sign. Hey, welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. How you doing? How you doing? You doing well? Getting ready for the big boxing weigh-in, whatever, tomorrow? I'm excited about that. Not as excited as Berg and Kevin, who are really orchestrating the whole fucking thing. I'm just showing the fuck up. Do we even have a scale?
It's day 5 of Celebrate Death Watch.
What?
Nothing. Sorry, wrong. That was a
wrong
different,
thing?
Different show. Yeah, that was. I
what
was
did
supposed,
you?
He meant to do that at the Creek and Cave.
Oh, he meant to say something else.
Yeah. What a beautiful day. How are you?
I'm amazing. I just.
You know what? Hang on.
Okay. Are you coming in? Oh, are you coming in, buddy? Ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Berg, everyone. Aaron Berg, how are you, buddy?
I'm great.
You are.
Well, life is good.
Like, there's a lot of. There's a spring in your step now.
I got a little hoopty in my doopty, if you know what I'm saying.
It's a hootie dooty day. Remember
it
that?
Was. Hootie dooty day was back old school.
Yeah.
Those of you just tuning in now, we once had Anthony Kaepernick on the show.
Colin Kaepernick.
Who's Anthony Kaepernick? Oh, that's Anthony Kapfer.
The guitarist with the beard?
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he was. He got super woke, and now he's...
Did he really?
I bumped into Dustin Chaffin the other day, walked right by me. He didn't say hi to me. I go, hey, bud.
It's almost like he's an insecure person who saw you talking to our good friend T.J. Miller and thought he would only talk to him with his nervous...
Baby life. Mama drama. You know when there's not a good shooting? I like to go on Facebook and read about open micers. It's amazing the stuff that they get into now. There's so much drama in it. And none of them are... I really hope that they all get jobs, like, as writers or something, so then they can just stop complaining. But anyways, where was I going? Yeah, so I was Colin Kaepernick once, and it was a hootie-dootie day.
Hootie-dootie.
Everything was great. And he yelled, who is it? Because someone knocked on the door.
Classic episode.
And there was a woman, the best way... Let me see. How would Duke say that?
Duke did open mic last night at Lucy's, and I wake up to a text from our good friend.
Eric, can I read you the text? You know Duke. He comes by the studio sometimes.
You know me. Leather jacket. Great dude. We go out for drinks sometimes. He came to Lucy's Laugh Lounge to see Berg a couple weeks ago. He came to see me just this past Friday. Lucy's Laugh Lounge, booked by Frank Pellegrino. Fucking wonderful young man. Goes out with the lovely Chrissy Mayer. They're dating.
Hang on one sec. I got to give shout-outs to Rich Osborne and Miss Anthrope.
Miss Anthrope? Is this like a prank call or is that their name?
She just said I want a shout-out. So I was just on Twitter because I was looking for something to send to Garrett. But anyways, tell the rest of the story.
Well, I'm leading into, and simply put, the rest of the story is, and he said I used to do stand-up, and he tweeted a picture of him back in the 80s, and he, or 90s, I don't fucking know. I say the 80s out of habit. So last
probably
night.
Probably the 90s, early 2000s.
Thank you. Last night, Lucy's Laugh Lounge has an open mic, and Duke goes on stage.
Yeah, so Duke goes on stage, and you know on stage what you have to do.
I know what I should be doing. It's not what I am doing.
I heard you've been doing great. My wife saw you do stand-up, and she goes, you know what? Gino has a lot of new stuff. I was impressed, because my wife is always like, Gino's garbage. Why was I friends with him?
What'd she say?
She's like, why'd you even let him talk at our wedding? It kind of negates the whole ceremony.
Your nephew was heckling me the whole time.
It's very funny. My nephew did heckle him. Gino said something. My nephew goes, I don't even understand why you think that's funny.
And I'm like, kid, I can't heckle you back. You're killing me.
Garrett, I sent you something in an email. But so Duke, I guess, goes up. And Duke wants to go on the road. We're starting to go on the road with comedians of the compound. We're going all around. We will come to your city. We do on our to-do list is Boston, Tampa, New Orleans, and...
somewhere in Texas, you said, right?
Yeah, Houston, I hope. So we're trying to
not
work
Austin.
On all those. But you got to bear with us, because I got a kid, and I got a wife. I got to take care of family.
You're
going to
fuck on a hooker tonight, you said.
No, tonight's my night off. I'm going to stay home, watch the Leafs play the Predators, and what's it called? When you masturbate, but instead
well,
of using...
predatorial behavior.
No, instead of your hand, you use a hooker's mouth. What's that called?
It's called fucking a hooker, which I said 5 minutes ago. So we're back.
What? No, I'm going to masturbate, but instead of my hand, I'm just going to use a hooker's mouth and vagina and anus.
But you said usually when you don't feel like making a lot of calls and digging a hole, you just use your hand, pussy.
Yeah.
But now you're using the actual mouth pussy of an Asian hooker.
Because my wife's away and can't prove anything.
Right, so...
it's not like there's video evidence of me talking about it or planning it or anything like that.
This is live to tape, and then there's the tape evidence of it. That's why I never call Brian McCarthy a creepy hack fuck with no future. I wouldn't want that to go on. No, Aaron! No, you're fine. No one heard you.
Oh.
Talk about fucking a hooker.
Just announced. April Fool's Day, New York City, West Side Comedy Club, Comedians of the Compound. Me, Pat Dixon, Dave Landau, Kevin Brennan, Gino Bisconti. We're going to add some special guests in, too. You could probably get a little bit of figs or someone that'll work for free.
Someone tweeted, and we both agreed, great idea. The guy's from Delco Proper.
Sure. I reached out to Shane Gillis, so we may get Shane Gillis on there, and we'll see if Mike or Pantelis want to come down.
Oh.
Well, it's on a Monday, so.
Maybe we'll get Gina in sometime, the booker over at Westside to.
Right, but my point is.
You're fucking a hooker, but.
No, it's masturbating just using someone's mouth, anus, tits, and vagina,
so
and maybe feet.
So you're going to masturbate with your hand onto these various parts of her body. That's
no, I would put it in, because because my hand will get tired.
So where will your hands be at the moment that you're...
I'll keep it on my penis, guaranteed. Do we have a deal?
I'm not making a deal with you, I'm just asking you what you're doing. Yeah, we have a deal.
Okay. And I could go, if you have a condom, you can't catch anything. I'm worried if I bang...
Oh, this guy's great!
If I banged a hooker, I'm worried that I'd catch something right on my nuts.
Didn't you have something on your dick once and you put clear?
I had good sex with my wife the other day. It was intimate. We both breathed.
Right.
I told you all about it. It's very exciting.
Didn't you put Clearasil on your dick once because...
Yeah, I thought I had a zit on my balls.
I've told that before, but it's never not funny.
I put Clearasil on and then it turned out it was syphilis.
It's like where the human mind is an amazing thing. It's like, maybe I can convince myself that it's just a zit. I'll put Clearasil.
Yeah.
Putting Clearasil on you.
Yeah.
Nah, if it's syphilis.
Zit, you better hear me. Sometimes, don't turn into what killed Al Capone.
Sometimes when I pee, when I was younger, I'm like, I have a real fever right in my penis. Yeah. You know what? I need vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C would help.
As in vitamin penicillin is all what right. You need.
So Frank wrote, LOL. That means laugh out loud. Duke came to Lucy's open mic last night and joked right at the only black woman in the crowd. This is what his joke was. I tried to rent Planet of the Apes, but had to ask for Planet of the African Americans.
Let me explain. What did he write after that?
There's a space and a line, and then Frank writes, and it almost turned into a brawl.
See, let me explain the zigzag there. He said, I wanted to attend Planet of the Apes, but he replaced apes with African Americans, calling Africans Americans apes. That's it. You go backwards.
Yeah.
That's the logic. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Let me explain. I do a joke where I said I was running the Diary of Anne Frank, and turns out it's in the nonfiction section. So you go back and you realize I was looking in the fiction section, saying the Holocaust was made up. He said colored people are apes. Do you understand? Do you understand?
So you're not.
That's not subtle. This is like, you get it?
All right, so Duke, maybe we got to revise that joke.
Maybe just spitball it a little
bit. What's the best way to change that joke?
Okay, you say
I would tell you what I would do. I would have it on my set list. I would then take a lighter and burn that set list.
Here's what I would do. I went to return Planet of the Apes because I couldn't, because the black people working there were too lazy to take it back. No?
I went to return Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Oh, it's not Duke. It's John.
He comes in spraying bullets like he's in the Netherlands.
I went to return.
Hey, haircut.
I went to return Planet of the Apes, but I couldn't because the projects had taken over where the Blockbuster used to be.
See, that's.
I did a joke last night where I, by the way, I had great time doing stand up.
Where were you again last night?
Mondrian on Park Avenue.
Sorry to talk over that.
Yeah, Mondrian on Park Avenue. And then I did Frantic, which is fucking exhausting. I'm pretty much done with it, I think.
Longer a favor what you're doing then. It's fucking slave labor.
Well, I host a show for free every Monday.
That's
for
well,
2 hours. And that's
when you do anything for
time.
Free, it's a favor.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, this hooker is going to be doing you sexual favors, but she'll be charging you handsomely for that.
Mm.
So there's a difference in favor.
Okay, look, I love the stand, I love the club, but I'm just exhausted. I can't stay out until 12:30 in the morning bringing up, you know. Mostly,
what else do you have to do other than get up early and raise a child and work on your marriage?
Right. Anyway, so I'll see. They're moving to the new club in 4 years when it opens, so I'll see what happens then.
That seems like a long time to be doing free shows.
Well, I'll just keep doing free shows. I said last night, I'm like, it'd be nice if I came and you had a pizza for me or like a Coke or like, you know, and Joe's like a lobster or something. I go, well, something.
Yeah.
Anyways, I did the show, and I said there was an open micer in the audience, and I go, comedy's so much different now than it was when I started. Like, you can't rape now. And he just stared at me, and I was like, you could never really rape unless you... But people still laugh at that.
Yeah, because
it's a joke. And then I said, Planet of the Apes are...
Here, I'll do it. Hey. All right. Hey,
I'm the black woman.
Okay.
Ah, this is wonderful. I'm out. Muslims got shot. It's so nice to be out and laugh.
Man, times have really changed. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I went to return.
Oh, holla.
Now you're big. I went to return Planet of the Apes.
Oh, they had a good movie. You ever watch that movie? Which one was it? Was it the original one or the one with the Mark Wahlberg?
No. Let's say the original one.
He had a movie, then he returned it.
I was going to return Planet of the Apes, but I had to return Planet of the African Americans.
Huh? What did this motherfucker just say?
You get it? Because
apes... You just called my people.
No. It's a joke about movie. I'm wearing a leather jacket. It makes... He does. He wears one on stage.
Girl, baby, child, girl, baby, girl. I'm down at the Lucky's Laugh Lounge.
Where you at?
Lucky's Laugh Lounge.
Yo, where you at?
I'm... Hello? My boost. Goddamn phone. Hang on with your skits. Okay. Hang on.
I'm an artist.
Shaquanda, LaGuanda, Negranda.
See, that's more racist.
Yeah. No, this white boy, cracker.
I have to return.
Just went up on stage, and he said that we're all movies.
That's not what I said.
What did you say?
I said you're apes. What did LaGuanda say? Tell her I said hi.
She said, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, that happens.
Hang on. I got my... Someone gonna videotape this?
Oh, my God.
I'll kick crack ass crackers. I'm gonna call 911 on you.
I don't think you could call 911. They're handling...
I 91L.
No, 911.
You 91L.
You spelled it wrong.
Yeah, they're a white boy here barbecuing with no permit.
No, not barbecue. I'm just telling clever...
They're a white boy here selling water with no permit.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, this guy's dog humped my dog, and I want to call the 911.
Oh, you're doing one of the... It's comedy show Laquit. Oh, no, it's got to be alliterative.
And I'm going to tell you this, Mook.
You can't call me Mook.
You a Mook.
I'm not a Mook.
What's your name?
Duke.
Mook.
Forgot my name in the
Quando Shaquanda de Griffith. I gotta call you back. I gotta go fight this man outside.
You're running out of now. Are you leaving? Hey, I love when he drops by. He's slowly coming around to realize how much fun it is. Hey, you're a cop, right, Rob White? Let me ask you something. When people...
Gino.
You are lucky you got here when you did. Yeah.
Here's the beauty of going live. We have a caller, and his name is Duke.
Duke, you are... Duke, you're in hot water with Gino Aaron and Robbie White, our head writer. What's up, buddy? How'd your show go last night?
It went pretty well until the woman got in my face and said to me that what I said was racist. And I told her, it's a joke. It's not racist. It's a play on words.
But if the information I got from the booker is correct, your play on words was you replaced African Americans with apes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard the joke before. You heard it before.
I don't think I've ever heard the joke told quite that way.
Gino, maybe the problem's in the intonation. Could we get Duke to say the joke the way he would say it?
Yeah, okay, let's do the joke like... Why is that?
Hang on 1 second, Gino. I have video of another joke that was misunderstood. I'm going to show you this.
And let's go to
Duke,
Michael Richards.
Duke, stay with us.
Let's go to Michael Richards, shall we?
Nope.
Now you compare me to Michael Richards, really?
No, it's Hitler. Is he doing my Diary of Anne Frank joke?
Blockbuster. So, Duke, there you see one joke that was misunderstood.
So, uh-huh. Well, the thing is, if Stacey doesn't understand that in that comedy club, you're trying to work stuff out or do a joke, and then in disguise out a joke.
Duke, are you shoveling salt?
No, I'm sorry. My guy was working on something.
That's better.
And then I yelled at all of them. I said, this is a comedy club. This is all about comedy. If you guys are going to be offended, then we lose all our free speech. Then what do we have here? Everything's going to be a safe space where you go. You can't say something. You can't
but your
something
free out. Speech was just replacing. You're not getting like your free speech was replacing apes with African Americans. That's that. Like you might want to workshop that joke a little. Or
I
make
appearance with you. That's one of my favorite jokes. And I'll tell you why. Because I took something that's PC and made it very fucking racist. I think it's great. I love it. It's very important. That's why I loved about it. That's just where he was. It's worked very well. Done a lot of great reactions. Sorry if one person didn't like it. I don't care.
You can't,
I don't care.
Duke, you can't keep doing that. That's not a joke. You're saying black people are African Americans.
Well, I'm sorry. The last time I seen an
or apes,
American,
excuse me.
They weren't in the jungle, so they're not really apes. So if they're going to get offended, that's they must have some deep-seated or rooted thing about themselves that they...
Us calling them apes. That's their deep-seated rooted problem. You got to find a more clever way to do it.
I thought that was clever.
All right. Well, this is...
Can I just hear how the joke went, Duke? Yeah. Can you run it by me with your cadence and your timing?
Oh, well, I'm saying... everything in this world has turned PC, that everything is offensive,
you
and that everything is being changed, and they're changing the titles of books, the name of people's names in books. I said, soon enough, that when I go to order Planet of the Apes, I'm going to have to order Planet of the African Americans.
It just seems...
It got a good response here.
No, Garrett hit a butt. Patch me through to Garrett a sec. Patch
Hang
me
on,
through.
I'll patch you through Hold to up, John.
Not
patch
John.
You through
okay,
to
John, put
patch
me through.
Through.
Hey, Pat's through. What's up, Gino? Gonna have to patch you on through to Garrett. Here
okay,
we go. Ready?
Thank you. Garrett, did you just hit the laugh track button to further encourage this behavior in our buddy Duke? Is that what you did, Garrett?
No, that was the people he's working with. That was up on the phone. He's killing there.
This, by the way, is genuine laughter when you talk.
Duke, can I hear another one?
Yeah. Do another one that's slightly less edgy.
Wow, no, so you want to do another one. Okay. Well, when I love going to Manhattan, I love driving down there because there's a lot of beautiful women. Like when I went down to your show last week, I saw this beautiful woman there with a four-year-old. And us guys, you know, we can appreciate a good body and something you want to really ravage and get a hold of.
Ravage.
And then I'm like, you know, the mother wasn't that bad either. There you go.
See, that's not, I don't mind that. You gotta get to the
it sounded thing. Like the people at work were offended by that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pedophile joke. That's
Duke,
funny.
We got another another great comic who was misunderstood. I'm going to show you a tape of this, and tell me if you felt like this last night.
Hmm. That's a good beer. This,
my relatives?
Yeah. This is a. Are you watching this, Duke? Because this is the burning a cross on a lawn bit.
Gee, thank you. No, I'm on my phone, but I watch it. Well.
This is the.
Thank you very much.
This is fitting a child for a white hooded suit bit, and this is the marching a bunch of blacks to a pit bit. I didn't say fit bit. Yeah. They're naturally fit. See, that's more.
Thank you.
That's more clever, is it? No. No. All right, well, when are you heading back, dude?
I've been up in Lake Carmel, so I haven't had a chance to get down to Manhattan as quickly as I leave here around 4 o'clock. That's why I think I went last night. So, but I'll hit as soon as I can. Want me to keep you posted?
I'll definitely keep us posted. And seriously, love you, buddy. We need to go out for drinks, which is what we do best. You and me both
Absolutely.
Do it better than comedy.
Anything's on me.
But... What was I going to say? You got to tweak that one because, and I love you. You're just saying blacks are African, blacks are apes.
I'll tweet it to you. I'll tweet it to you right now.
Everything else is great. I'm not kidding. The pedophile joke, who doesn't love a good child fucking joke, right? So that's, I have no problem with that. Teddy's not helping, right? Teddy.
Duke, we're proud of you. You got to stay at it. We want to hear what goes on as you stay at it.
Yeah, and take the compliment,
Duke. You can be the next Shuley Eagle.
Take the compliment, Duke. We're busting your balls because we like you. You're a buddy of ours. But when I woke up to that text, I sent it to Berg. We were losing our mind because I've never gotten in trouble at a show. Not me. No. Not once ever. No. Never.
The funny thing is, your show was more offensive last Friday than what you were saying.
I was making...
I say one thing, and holy shit.
Well, I'm making clever observations.
Mine was very clever, too.
It's not clever! It's not clever! You're saying we're reaching
Gino,
the point...
Okay, watch. Watch. I have a joke.
I don't need to your face already.
Watch.
Okay, go on. Where am I? What am I doing in the office? Get me out of my...
I like you in the office.
Oh, my head! I went through a time portal.
Hey, did you ever notice a lot of black people die of diabetes?
Yeah. It's the prim. He's so good at what he does. Yeah, I yeah. Why? Yeah,
it's just awesome. That's all.
Duke,
I have an idea.
Duke, you can have that.
I have an idea.
All right, what is that?
I'm gonna
let me guess.
My joke.
You want to box a blind person because your buddy thought of it? What?
I have an idea. Gino, I'm going to tweet you the joke, and I want you to put that thing where you can vote on it, whether people like it, yes or no, like you did the other day.
Oh, I
don't think Gino can put that on Twitter.
I was about to say, I definitely need my account attached to that. Hey, why don't you do it? Hey, why don't you do a joke about this? Anyone that tells you someone died by choking on their own vomit, it was just a freak accident, is lying. They suck at doing drugs and probably suck dick while they were alive. I can say that, right? It's Tuesday.
Got a new updated poster just sent it to Garrett. We're very excited about these comedians of the compound. April 1st at Westside Comedy Club. Garrett cannot come because he doesn't have a passport, but we're hoping John
He can go to the Upper West Side without a passport.
Different area code.
No, it's all...
I live in Brooklyn.
It's all New York. You're fine. You get on the you get on the one.
Yeah, he needs a sponsor.
You get on the 2 and 3 out of Barrel Hall. You're golden. Legit news guy rides it all the time.
Yeah, we got to do a read. Bear with me.
Fine.
Have you been sad, feeling low?
You're just making this up as you.
Is your girlfriend really psychotic and she overinflates things and portrays victimhood in everything she does?
Sure.
Maybe you're wanting to be part of ISIS, but they won't accept you because you're skinny and think that you're too clever. Well, try suicide. Suicide. Not everybody does it, but more people should.
What do side effects of this drug include?
Some effects of suicide may include death, inability to breathe, vomiting in your own mouth and then choking on it, having people go on Facebook afterwards and say that you're much better than you were, even though you left behind no body of work. Suicide.
He left behind a body that couldn't work. Got it, finally. Go on.
Suicide. Try it. Suicide. Yeah. A lot of people give it a bad rap, but hey, if you like rap, you'll love suicide.
You only go on the same height, 80 inches?
Why is Duke still on? Duke, we love you. We'll talk to you later.
Duke, you're the man.
Thank you.
Get in that notebook. I don't think he understands what we're telling him.
I could write for Duke. Watch this. Hey, I was on the subway yesterday.
Right. Yeah, how was that?
So many chinks. What? Freedom of speech! This is a comedy club!
He was explaining to her. I had a dude... the last time I had a dude...
I've had to do it before.
I had a dude come at me one time. It was actually... And I'm back there. They're so good to me there in fucking City Steam. I did a joke about slavery. I'm like, when people get uptight, they're like, oh, there might be a black person in the room. And I'm like, might be. We shipped thousands of you guys over in the 1600s. And that's me. Watch this. Not saying blacks should be slaves. That's me saying, yeah, we were so stupid way back then that we used to, I don't even want to get off, but that we used to have slaves. But now we've learned from that and we're all here. He's like, no, do you get it? I'm making a joke. No, you just called Africans Americans apes. There's no sun. It's a straight line. There's no zig or zag. I said zig.
Breaking news.
Duke gets gets a writing credit for this show.
This just in, Gino.
Hey, legit news
a
guy, how are you?
2016 Altima. We've got a 2016 Altima just hit the showroom floor.
Are you still selling cars?
Get this down, Donnie.
Well done.
This
very
2016 Altima, I'd like to put you in it because it'd look good on you. Look at this. You like coffee? You like drinking? Right up here, two cup holders.
The cup holders.
Put your coffee there, your whiskey there. I ain't saying a thing.
Can I tell you
in
something?
In Texas, you're allowed to have a road pop.
Can I say something, legit news guy?
You'll take it.
No, the first car I ever had, not owned, it was a hand-me-down from my parents, 1980 Toyota pickup truck. And that had cup holders.
Yes.
So I don't see how.
Well, this will remind you of your dead parents. I think it's a great thing for you to buy this car as a little toast to your family.
No.
Want to get this paperwork started?
No. I don't need a car to remind me that my parents died of cancer.
It's 9:27 in the morning. You know I'm busy. I got other stuff I could be
doing.
Well,
you need to.
Let me ask you this, Gino. Do I look like a black girl with an EBT card and a busy grocery store line?
Renting Planet of the African Americans?
Answer the question. Do I look like a black woman with an EBT card and a busy grocery store line?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
You're trying to fuck me. You're trying to sell me a car, and the selling point of it is cup holders.
This windows. You like windows?
Yes.
You got a cat, right?
Yeah.
You can drive with your cat, let it hang out the window.
Why would I want to do that? Next thing you know, you're going to tell me the car has seat belts.
It does.
I'll take it.
Look at this, Gino. You go on the road, right? You're a touring comedian.
Big
look at
star.
This little back space here. You put your finger here, pop this thing up. You could put a couple suitcases in there.
That's a trunk. It's a trunk. Every car has a trunk.
Are you certain?
Yes. From the Altima all the way down. Sometimes I have a hatchback.
I've seen these smart vehicles. They don't really have a trunk this large.
Yeah, well, you're not selling smart vehicles. You're selling Nissan Altimas right
now. Let me tell you
this.
The first car you had was what? A Toyota pickup.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Now, look at it. I bet it didn't have these. What four of them.
Wheels?
Doors.
No, it only had two doors and a tailgate.
There you go. You're getting double the doors for double the price.
Why did you almost talk like a black person right there?
Did not.
Came close. Look, I you're not selling me any. Does it have, does it have a blue?
Gino, do I look like a man that choked on his own vomit and killed himself?
I never met a man who did, but no,
then
you don't.
Then why are you trying to fuck me? Gino, let's get this paperwork done. Just come in the office. Donnie's
no,
here.
No, Teddy
on.
Just asked me, didn't I buy a Pathfinder yesterday? No, you didn't sell me that Pathfinder. I'm
we
not paying
not
for that.
We did not close the deal on that Pathfinder, and that's why I'm upset.
Why don't you tell me some... Does
Gino, do I look like a girl with horrible bangs that walked off a show because she was worried about something that you said about Indians?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
Does it have Bluetooth? Does it have Bluetooth capability?
Hang on one second. Let me see this.
He has no idea,
Donnie,
what this is.
I need you to come here for one sec. Give me the pliers. Give me the pliers.
What are you doing?
Let me yank this.
I said Bluetooth. I don't want a human tooth in my car. I said a Bluetooth. Did you just yank one of Donnie's teeth out? Because you don't know what a Bluetooth is? And you're literally going to put a spray paint his tooth blue and leave it in the car? Like some kind of fucking souvenir that a serial murderer uses? Is that what you're doing? Look at him right now. Is that what you're going to do? Because you really have no idea how to sell a car.
It's a little red right now. We're going to get it blue for you.
No! Do you even know
Jesus
what a Bluetooth
Christ, Donnie,
is?
Can you grab him some ice, Johnny? Yes, right. Donnie, get this down. Bluetooth, extra 500.
Do you know Bluetooth is just, it's a capability that allows you to make your car wireless and you can...
This tooth has no wire on it.
Because you yanked it out of your secretary's mouth. You have no idea what
it's
you're doing.
An executive assistant when it's a man. Gino, I've given you everything you want. You got a Bluetooth, you got the four doors, I got the seatbelts,
no.
Got the cup holders. These are all additional, write this down. Hang on one second as I take you live now to Egg Watch.
I feel bad. Donnie's gonna be eating nothing but eggs if this keeps up. If you sell 16 more cars, and we're back. I was just in that office somehow. It's freaky.
There he is. That's egg number two on the day, I believe. You can see the shells gathered around there. He's a good looking, good moisture. Fingernails look pretty good all together.
I think Ori did it better. I mean, it's just me.
He's, And you can tell he really enjoys the eggs. Yeah, that was all yolk. Save the white for later.
No, Garrett, with the mouth closed. You're going to choke on your own vomit, Garrett. People do that. It's
you could
a trap.
He probably was brought up very well.
No, you don't. I can't even talk to him when he's like that. Is that the napkin or the egg?
That's the egg.
Okay. It looked like
a napkin. You could tell because the shimmer of it and the way he's eating it. What he's doing there is getting most of the yolk off the inside of the white so that he could experience that. Now he's mixing the two flavors together, which is a very high
level. Can I vote on you setting yourself on fire again, legit news guy?
I will not do that. Speaking of which, I was out at a bar last night and met a lady.
Go on.
Well, down here in Texas, there's a song about it. All my apes live in Texas.
Whoa.
What's your problem? You don't get free speech.
All you did was you called all your ex-girlfriends apes. That, which is actually less racist if some of them are white. You ever? And we know you've dated black women because you've hunted them uptown to see their pumpernickel-looking vagina. So it all is a rich tapestry.
Love me some pumpernickel.
Did he? I'm gonna go back and watch him saying. So I explained to her that it's free speech.
That's correct.
No, it's hate speech, Duke. It's hate speech.
It's a fine line. I will grant you that. It's a fine line. If you're getting laughs with it, it's
free fine.
Speech.
It's fine.
If you're not, then it's a problem.
Then put a line through it.
I was out last night. We were celebrating what I thought was a car sale to you of a Pathfinder. So I took the whole crew out. We went to a local bar called McBlackie's.
I'm out.
It's Irish.
Duke, again, that's a joke because the Irish are considered. Never mind, you're not going to get it. Go on.
So I met a lady here, and here's one of my coworkers. He works in the shop. He's hanging out with her, and I'm videotaping this. So check it out. Good
okay,
time.
Okay. Well, that looks like a good time. Watch this. Now, I can't. Look at the guy behind him. Like, this happens all the time. Watch the guy just over her right shoulder. Watch. Wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Oh, shit. Are they smoking clove cigarettes? Oh. Now.
Lord knows I've been there. Gino, you ever set yourself on fire?
No, never set my... No,
me neither.
You have countless.
All right, hang on, Gene. I know we're going to use some technology there and get you intrigued.
Now,
and, on board. Because I know you are a guy that likes the proof in the pudding. Beans! Get that bell ready to ring over there, Donnie. Because I got a good feeling about this Gino fella. Let me show you some statistics here, all right? Let's compare and not despair.
Here's
a used 2006 Pathfinder.
So again, now you're selling me. Last time it was a 6-year-old car. This car is over a decade old. This car was being used during the Bush administration. Do you understand that?
This is a steal at 28.65.
This was 5 years after
9/11. It uses gas.
They all run on gas. Well, yeah.
It has a transmission.
Okay, they have to.
A drivetrain, 4-wheel drive, which is going to be great for you in New York because you get snow.
Do me
a
favor.
It's got a V6.
Do me a favor. Explain to me the difference. You're a car dealer between a V6 and a Hemi.
A Hemi's bigger. And it takes more gas.
Okay,
I almost rented a Hemi yesterday. I wouldn't drive one of these Nissans. Just being honest.
What did you just say?
I would not drive one of these Nissans.
Why would I buy a car?
Garbage, ask me.
But then why would I buy a Nissan?
Because you, sir, know a good deal when you see one.
A 2006 used Nissan is not a good deal.
For 28.65?
It's $20,000 for a car that's as old as my niece? Why the fuck? That can't be a realistic.
So you're saying
the fuel tank holds 21 gallons of fuel.
Oh,
fuel.
Well, that'll come in handy if I ever want to set myself on fire to prove news is real.
And, Gino, the good thing about this is you don't have to buy that cheap gas. You're saving money at the tank by buying the expensive gas.
How am I saving money by putting the most expensive gas possible into a 13-year-old vehicle? How is that saving me money?
Because it'll last longer.
No.
All right, let me look. Have you sold any cars
Gino,
yet?
Gino.
How did you
I look like a trans woman that just had surgery and is still sore?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
You're trying to sell me a 13-year-old car. Do you know?
So let's talk different numbers. What else do we got here, Donnie? Give me something else. Hang on. Donnie's going to check on something. How's the wife and kids?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm not married. How's Donnie's missing tooth?
It's all right.
He just pulled. Why are you even still working for this? Didn't you even ask him why he wanted to pull your tooth out?
Because he needed a Bluetooth.
Hold on. What did he need?
A Bluetooth.
Yeah, do you know what a Bluetooth is?
I thought it was in my mouth, but that turned out to be a red tooth.
Garrett's even laughing. No, a Bluetooth is something that's on your cell phone that allows you to listen to music wirelessly. It had nothing to do.
Wait, what?
You gave him if he asks you for any more teeth, don't give him any. He doesn't. Like, 2 days
cell
ago.
Cell phone.
2 days what? Ago, this guy was setting himself on fire, and he came within a cookie watch of losing his job, and then he flew down to Texas, and you just hired him to sell fucking 13-year-old fucking chink cars? What is wrong with you? And you willy-nilly let him go in your mouth with pliers?
We have a 2010 Pathfinder.
I don't want a car!
All right, Gene, let's take a look at this. Donnie just brought me up a 2010 Pathfinder. Let's take a look at the stats on
this. Did they even make them in 2000? Yeah, they did. All right, here we go.
Money, it was a big thing for you, so we're going cheaper.
Okay, here we go.
I get it. I respect you. You got the wife and kids. You're a family man.
No, none at all.
Not yet.
Shut up.
You don't have a wife or children.
No.
So what are you being so cheap for?
Because you're trying to
Let
sell
me. Let me ask you this, Gino.
Here we go.
I look like a large black man that walked into a store, stole some cigars, shoved a man, and then got shot?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
Because you're trying to say, every time I say I don't want a car, you find an older.
Here we go, Gene.
You find an
All
older.
All right, I get it. New is important to you.
Yes.
I've got a 2014 Pathfinder.
It's not, that's newer.
It's, look it, you want low miles?
It's got
111,977 miles.
It's got 112,000 miles on it.
You're overestimating. You still got 23 miles until you get to 12,000.
And how much do you want for it?
Give me, it's listed at $10,995.
So you want $11,000 for a 5-year-old car that's been driven basically back and forth across the country 40 times. That's what you want. That's what you're asking me for. You know what?
I just knocked $15,000 off your price
and
gave you a newer car.
Watch this. You put a Bluetooth in that car, I'll think about it.
All right, hang on one sec. John, come here.
What's going on, pal?
Flyers, Donnie.
Flyers for what?
Come through it!
Oh, God!
Stop!
No, leave me alone!
It's his blue this time, at least.
Why did you do that?
Stop talking like that!
What is this tooth for?
John, why would you... When he comes at you with flyers, walk away!
Oh, God damn it, my tooth! What are you doing?
Do me a favor.
All right. Closing a sale, guys. I'll take you to
Legit News Guy.
Darkies later.
But before I sign off on this, I want you to do me a favor and Google Bluetooth capability. Just Google Bluetooth. Just Google it for me.
All right.
I don't think John and Donnie are going to be very happy with you when they read this. Watch this. Hey, Donnie, why don't you read to me what a Bluetooth is?
We got, all right, I found it. Hang on.
All right, here
I'm
we go.
Showing the guys.
He might have fainted from a loss of blood. What do you got? Hello?
There you are.
You are the dumbest people. Have you sold a single car there between you two gap-toothed idiots? Have you sold a single car? And I don't even know how you... All right, okay, I get it.
Okay.
Ooh, that guy's a closer.
They just
blue
have,
teeth for days.
Yeah,
if I had all these people coming in like you and I had this guy working here, I'd be selling them out the rim ram.
Selling them what? That's
out
a word?
The rim ram.
That's not even a thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, it seems like I was wrong. It looks like I'm the proud owner of a 2014. What
all
is
right,
it?
All right, well, let's get this paperwork together then. Donnie, come on in with a pad and a pencil. And congrats to you, Donnie, and
week.
John. You guys both helped on this, and you'll be getting sausage links.
Sweet.
Now, and by the way, does the job there at the Texas car deal, does that include a dental plan, boys? Does it? Just curious.
Hey, Gino.
Yeah.
You got dental where you work?
No.
Shut your goddamn mouth. Literally.
All right. Right. Well, so how many cars?
Get this down now. I'll read you a little bit about that. So what you're buying here is a 2014 Nissan Pathfinder.
With Bluetooth?
182,000 miles.
How much?
182,000. It says 111,977,
right.
But I want to be transparent with you. I lied about that.
It's got how many miles?
182,000.
You know this is fraud. The second you put that on the internet.
The exterior color of the car is actually black and rust. It says moonlight right? White pearl.
But it's 2014, right?
Hmm?
It's the
yeah,
large
ish. So the times that cars are made vary from year to year. The,
yeah,
age
it varies
is but
with
a
the
number.
Year. It's exactly the year. It,
all right.
Every year it goes up a year when they're made.
The four-wheel drive. Let me clarify. There are four wheels that you drive on. It's the rear wheels that basically. So you will get caught in the snow. I'm going to throw in some floor mats for you for $210.
Good, because I don't want the blood from that tooth dripping onto my carpet.
I've got 50 state emissions written down for zero. That's going to be $300.
It says zero.
We got to calculate that
now,
in.
Now, what are these illuminated kick plates you're talking about?
Ah, those are the places that we're going to kick your car before you take it.
Why would you illuminate them and show me where you freaking,
So we know very clearly where to kick. The crossbars are the bars from the cross that we took to our KKK meeting the other night.
What were you doing at a
Klan
rally?
Now, the value at the time of build, this is what's going to excite you. The car cost $1,020 to make. That was 5 years ago. And you're picking it up for the sweet, sweet price of $11,000.
I feel like it was worth it just to see you pull out another one of your employees' teeth.
Let me tell you what else you're getting. Spare tire.
That's standard back then.
You see where the window's missing?
Yeah.
Keyless entry.
That's keyless entry for anybody.
That's correct. So your friends don't need a key. Enemies, whoever wants to get in the car can get in the car.
Like someone that just wants, hobos that want to sleep in it at night don't need a key.
Well, where do you live?
On 104th and 1st in East Harlem.
Then yes, hobos will be in it.
It's going to...
There's a trip computer, which is basically a calculator that I tape to the dash.
Now, when would that ever come in handy?
If you need to calculate stuff on your trip.
Like the drive-through total or something?
Sure. There you go. Good. Write that down.
Or how much or how much money I'm wasting on premium gasoline to put in a friggin' 10-year-old car?
If you're not saving money, you're spending it.
Yeah, that tells me nothing.
Gino, quick question.
Yes.
Do I look like a rape victim who's been had three times?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
Well, that one actually makes sense because they try to fuck rape victims, don't they? Okay.
That's correct. I got you in this vehicle. I'd love to let you walk out. Just so you know, when you drive off the lot,
right.
The value goes down by about half.
So it will be worth, what's half of zero?
If you were to come back to me tomorrow and try and resell me this car, I'd give you $700.
What if I include another set of blue teeth?
No.
Shut up, Donnie.
$780.
There you go. That's $20 a tooth, I think.
Wonderful.
I don't even know.
So you give us a call if anything's wrong with it, and we won't answer.
Everything's wrong with it.
It's a lovely vehicle.
It's missing a window. It's rusting. It was obviously last used at a Klan rally. It's got a lot of problems, this car. You're not helping races, Teddy. Donnie, fucking Rob's just sliding away.
I'm very excited for you, Gene.
Yeah.
Now, should we put this on your diners club?
Oh yeah, just put it on my put it on that card I buy my buddy steaks with. Put it on my diners club.
All right. Never seen a problem with that car before. And let me just I want you to picture yourself driving. behind the wheel of this lovely SUV, just driving peacefully, having a grand old time.
Listening to music on the Bluetooth.
Hey, Gene, this is you driving down the highway.
The highway?
Yeah, it's a GH in it.
The G is silent.
There you are, Gene.
I don't see. I don't see. This is me driving.
That's you.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
You're a vehicle owner now.
I owner car guy.
Can't wait for the accident.
There you go.
This is it?
There's other cars speeding by you because the engine in this car is not that good.
There's a van of Mexicans trying to flee. Why couldn't you sell me the inverted A-team van?
Did you want a van instead?
No, I don't want anything else. This car is great. How old is this? Is this it? Are we done? You could have washed the windows for me before I bought this, by the way.
It's a lot of saliva. Because
why is it a Mercedes I'm in now? Just
I put that on the front. So you
of a Nissan like Pathfinder.
That's correct.
You put a Mercedes hood ornament.
You've never done that?
No. Yeah, I'm white. I didn't. What do I look like? Do I look like I started in Planet of the African Americans? Come on.
All right, so I'm glad you got a vehicle, Gino. I got to get onto some breaking news right now. A shooting happened in New Zealand.
Shooting in New Zealand.
Yes. We have actual audio evidence of what occurred.
I thought they had video footage of tons of it. Oh, that's a terrible.
The video of the who got video?
I thought they're, but the article I got every morning I wake up to the tweets that fucking Rob sent that you turned into an email, and I read them, and there was a video of the shooting in Brussels.
Different shooting.
Okay.
New Zealand's not in Brussels.
Okay. Okay, you're right. Oh, the mosque shooting.
Yeah. Starring Jim Carrey.
No, that's The Mask.
Ah. All right, well, we have audio footage. We had a secret spy sneak in.
Oh, all right, this ought to be great. We'll sit here and enjoy what's left of these beers go fast.
They're good, right? I hate to say it, but they fucking really are.
Hello, Governor.
It's just
have you got any idea where I could find me a mosque around here?
Did you just Google didgeridoo FX? And you thought this would make it?
Hey, how are you?
This is not good.
Do you guys think America should be great again? All right. There's a mosque over there.
Sounds like the Lion King musical. I don't even know. I'm glad we just glazed over the fact
Jesus
that I confused
Christ,
Denmark
it smells
and fucking
all
New Zealand.
Crikey in here. Looks like these people been throwing too many shrimps on their armpits. They're a real stinky people. I don't know if they're seeker muzzies. Either way, I've got to do what America told me I've got to
just
do.
Sit back and drink for this. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Do you understand the didgeridoo sets it in New Zealand? This is actually, I saw the video on Facebook, and the shots weren't that close together. They were spaced apart.
Hello, Governor.
What are you doing? So basically, all you did was you surrounded. Here we go. I got it.
All right. Looks like Allah, not so Akbar.
It's a callback to the afternoon gig we used to do.
Still stinks in here.
What was the point of all this? What was your point of all this? What is that?
Goddamn ruse.
I don't
These roos!
Kangaroos?
Yeah.
So really?
All over Sydney, New Zealand, Melbourne, New Zealand.
So the point of this was just to surround a machine gun sound effects with everything that's all scary.
I gotta get to Brussels, New Zealand.
I'm sorry. We can go in my passport.
I think I shot about 49 of them in there.
50.
All right. Didn't see the last one. Must have been hiding under the other one's beard.
Now, what is your name, sir? You'd think once he would learn the name. I always, and it just...
Is it Paul Hogan?
Is it Paul Hogan?
No, it's not Paul Hogan.
Is it Brenton Tyrone?
My name is Arden. Jim Jeffries. They're never going to say me name. Because no, if they say me name, then I'm going to be remembered.
Arden's the prime minister.
Arden vows to never say me name.
Yeah, why don't you page down three more sentences and then you'll see your name.
But she's not going to say me name.
What is the name she's not going to say?
I don't want to say because I don't want people to remember me.
Is it Brenton?
I don't know my name.
Brenton Tarrant.
If I say my name, I'm part of the problem. Right now, I'm a hero for shooting 50 muzzies.
No. No, you're a piece of garbage that fucking terrified white people.
Wait a minute. You don't understand. This is freedom of speech and comedy.
You shot 50 Muslims.
That's hilarious.
But you don't get it.
You shot 50. What's the joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Brrr, dead Muslims.
See, that's more... Yeah, but still, that's just you're killing people and saying it. You're saying it's a joke. It's not.
See, you don't get freedom of speech, man. You take that away, then I can't do my jokes where I kill 50 mussies.
No, that's more of a gun law thing. Are guns even legal in New Zealand there, Brenton?
Sure, yeah, they sell like crazy.
Do they really?
Yeah, you could buy a whole bunch of guns because hunting is big.
What's your favorite thing to hunt out there?
Aladdin lookalikes.
That seems more racist than anything. All right, well, it seems like
I want to teach you some of the stuff that I've learned.
What have you learned?
White supremacy.
Right.
And I'll teach you some other things.
That's pretty much it.
No? Hang on. I got to play a tape that I was listening to.
Oh, that's good coffee.
How to speak Australian.
Oh, my God.
That's
the trifecta. Didgeridoo, kangaroos, and now we're doing a Foster's beer ad.
Free agent. Beer. Foster's, Australian for beer.
Brenton, don't we need the pictures for that?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, what it was like a couple guys playing rugby or soccer or something.
Right.
And then one team ran out of beer, so then the old guy goes over, the old guy's got cooler, and then he grabbed a beer, and then they're like, now you're going to play on our team, so he's like a free agent.
It just seems like that was more of a visual thing.
How to speak Australian.
There we go.
Helmet.
Sounds like someone getting raped.
Foster's, Australian for beer.
Well, that was the back of a guy's head, big bald head, bald, muscly guy. You couldn't really see his whole body, but you knew he was kind of muscly.
Do you just spend the day watching beer commercials?
Took a bandage, put the bandage on the back of his head, goes, makes a noise, and then starts running. And then they said, helmet.
It just seems to me like you're a lonely dude, and you watch a lot of terrible TV, and eventually you snapped and just started shooting Muslims in a mosque, and you put it on your Facebook.
What my Facebook say?
It was just a live stream of it, because obviously you think everyone else is like you and sits at home alone watching terrible things on the telly, as you guys say.
That's pretty cool.
It's not it. All right. Anything else?
No, I just want to say I'm sorry.
Too late
that
for
there
sorry.
Wasn't more that what? I could have shot. And here's some kids dancing to make me feel better.
This is called the Haka dance. Am I correct? This is, you know, we killed 50 Muslims. This should take care of it. You know, there's 50 dead Muslims lying dead in a mosque. Watch this. You're welcome. Watch as 70 incredibly white people and a couple natives.
Hey, Gino, that guy's not white.
And I said a couple natives. I tried to catch myself.
Gino, look at that Uber strike.
Now,
they want their prices lowered so cabs can't compete.
How funny would it be if right when they got done, a Muslim opened fire and killed 50 of them and go, even, done, and walked away?
All right, give me 1 second.
No, we don't have to. I love that kid in Modern Family. He's great.
Something automatic like an AR-15, some kind of machine.
Are you just going to shoot white people now? Because
Hang on.
You ever? I can see.
Hey, crack us.
Here we go. What was the news thing on me? Hey, I got to get some more Flag and Anthem stuff.
Good show, Gene. Do you have a good time so far?
Do you have therapy today, and that's why you're kind of like watching the clock?
10:30, I got to go. Then I got a conference call at 1.
Right. Are you excited? Are you concerned about therapy? Because I have a feeling you're going to go into therapy today, and you're going to tell...
I'm going to tell him I'm joyous over someone's death.
Yeah. But explain to him that we're not laughing at the dead guy as much as you think. We're laughing at all you stupid people that took the side of someone that turned out to be fucking... You know what it's like? It's like the episode of Seinfeld when... why can't I think of the name of the guy? Lloyd Braun! Lloyd Braun was selling fucking computers out the ass and beating George, and George got so mad that he bought all the computers himself and he was going to return them, but then they got ruined. And then they come to find out Lloyd Braun's phone was unplugged while someone's fucking brain was unplugged. Which is why it didn't have the synapses that keep you from vomiting when you're on heroin, because you're not good at doing drugs, because you're not good at doing anything. Fucking dead fucking douche.
Serenity forever.
What's that?
Yeah.
Serenity now! What's that? That's my new thing. I don't think that you yell serenity now at the time.
Oh, boy. I'm really thinking you guys at Compound Media are real mean.
We're really mean. There's a difference.
Well, big day. Tomorrow is the official weigh-in for Boozy Boxing. Now, we don't have a scale.
Well, how hard is it to get a scale?
Got to go buy one.
Well, you know, I don't have a passport.
Yeah.
Why don't we ask Gabby if she has a scale? Someone left her hundreds of dollars under her door yesterday.
Yeah. I bet Gabby's super wet. I just picture that.
Why do you even think about that?
She wears a lot of perfume, and when girls wear a lot of perfume, it means they're real wet.
Does it?
Yeah.
And what is your experience with this little factoid?
Because you can tell when they wear a lot of perfume. Okay. Because it means they're wetter, and when they're really wet, sometimes it smells more.
Why does it look like she has a soul patch in that video?
I like when she wears no bra.
I can hear you.
Sometimes I think I want to taste her.
What do you think she's doing right now?
Do you think she washes her bum in the same sink where she washes the mugs?
You got a lot going on there, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question. So this thing, we never said, so it's 5 1-minute rounds, correct?
No, 3 1-minute rounds.
Even better. Thank you. 3 1-minute rounds.
We need the gloves. We need the location.
I thought we were just doing it right here.
We cannot. There is at least $300 worth of equipment.
Really?
Yeah.
What do we have that's $300 worth? The scale's like $3.
The microphones, the cameras.
Oh, you mean in
screen.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize.
So where else would you do it?
I have no fucking idea.
We could do it in the stairwell. And make it like a real fight club.
We could
thing.
Do. Why don't we just do it? We can do it in the green room and just. Whatever you want to call it, and just
no,
move shit.
The roof might be a good idea. Can we still get up to the roof?
Yeah, I can.
No. What about on the street?
No. There's a
I like the street.
No. We're not doing it on the street. You need a permit. I'm not getting
You don't need a permit?
You need a permit for
I saw a guy fucking bury a woman out front.
What about Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. The That'd old cool. one. Look. All right.
City Field's cheaper.
Well, figure out our fans are smart. Suggest a location, fans. A smart one. Don't be like, do it on the moon. Shut up, John. Go fucking ice your gums.
Duke just said we should do it while we blow up a Baptist church. And then the rest of the text says, do you not get freedom
And by
of
the
speech?
Way, I'm not doing it blindfolded because Brian McCarthy isn't blind. He's retarded. Did you see the show yesterday when he
Ooh,
was like...
Ooh, smacked.
Did you see the show yesterday when he was like, Keanu, you'd sleep
I have a dream that one day Gino Bisconte will fight Brian McCarthy.
I'm not wearing fucking a blindfold. I'll wear a bell or something, or I'll wear blinders.
You need shorts? I want you to boxing clothes.
How hard is it to get boxing clothes?
Well, I don't know. You have to get
those,
it. And they're not cheap.
Singlets?
Boxing shorts are not cheap. Well, you got to lay out 2-3 bills.
I'm not getting boxing shorts.
Okay, just wear boxer shorts.
I'll wear my I'm wearing my Tennessee Vols shorts. They're orange. I like those.
All right.
But
are you going to shave your back?
What's Yeah, sure. But
I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying people are going to see you on camera.
Tell you what,
probably girls that want to do fuck on you.
Have you applied for your boxing license yet?
Yeah. No, but I have a fishing license, thanks to Berg. I'll wear blinders. Is that fair? I'll wear these things so I can see out the sides.
You don't have to do anything. That I'm the promoter. You're
good.
Not.
You, yeah, well, you.
The allure of it is he's partially blind.
He's. Oh. I try to be nice, and then I just watch. I'm like, you're just awful. Just know who you are.
You what? I maybe it's you.
It's you.
You had a problem with this guy that choked on his own vomit and died, and now you're going after Brian McCarthy.
What happened?
You got a problem with the guy that choked on his vomit and died?
No, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's the greatest thing ever.
Me too. I'm pretty happy about it. All right. Well, I mean, I've got the. Do you want to see the promo? Do you want to see the video we got?
You're fucking with me. Of course I do.
Look at it.
Is it a video? Because I've seen all the. Yeah, I've seen this one. And I. Jesus Christ, how old is Brian in that picture?
All right, we got your license that we need to get filled out. I'm going to throw it up on the screen. I'm patching you through to John, who's going to patch you through to Garrett, who'll patch you through to the application.
By
the
way, passing through right now, Gene.
Hey, I see you right there, buddy.
Going to get you this information right now, but first, just got to patch you over to Garrett.
There's a lot of blood on your lips. Hey, Garrett.
Patching you through to G.
You're just pointing at the screen again, Garrett. We've been over this. We can't see what you're looking at. This isn't like Star Trek. Okay, now what is it?
This is your boxing license.
Okay, you're just showing a camera of the screen. You know, you could what you could do.
I see it. It's right here.
Yeah, but you could just. Why don't you just put it on the? Don't you have equipment that puts it on our screen? You don't have to show me a picture of the picture.
Sorry, hang on. Let me patch you through to John. He'll patch you through to Garrett. We'll relay that in. Okay, hang on.
Hey guys, can you get me? Hey, I'm gonna patch through. Gene.
What?
Gene, you there? I'm trying
to
patch
here.
Through.
You can see me through the glass, John.
Hello. Yeah, but I can't see myself seeing you, so I just see Aaron and I'm confused.
You wonder why.
True.
We're trying to patch through. We got some difficulties. Issues.
I'm not getting a box. Okay, look.
Oh, gosh. Where did that come from?
There's Allie. She's out of the office Jeez. Right now.
There
we go. That's a periodic table. That's some kind of fish concert, because obviously you're on drugs. That's just the soundboard.
Find me. Oh, hey. All right. Listen, we're going to have to patch you over to Garrett, and that way we can show you what's going on, all right?
I was just with Garrett, and then you...
Well, listen, I don't make the rules, okay? Just go with
you
it.
You make them up? Hey! This is what you're doing now? You know, I've got cameras here, and... What are you... No. Oh, they can see I'm not wearing pants. All right, I get... What are you doing? You're freaking me out? I'm getting motion sickness. Getting motion sickness. All right, so the point is it's the 27th. Is that really a thing?
Yeah, me and Garrett raced so you can shit quicker.
First of all, it's shit more quickly. Who can take a quicker shit?
Yeah, quicker shit.
There you go. All right. Are we done with... Yeah, that's a great... If you're not watching Rick and Morty, you don't know what great cartoons are. All right, so what is the point of this?
What's the point of anything?
I know. I'm ready to look at that handsome son of a bitch. Look, that's where the magic happens. Hey, everybody. Hey. Hi. Can we just do the credits and get out of here? I can't even hear you now. Can't even hear you.
Patching you through to Garrett.
All right. Hey, Garrett.
Got your boxing license online.
I saw the picture of it.
It's right here.
There it is.
Yeah, I saw the picture of it. It's fantastic. It's splendid.
What's your ring name?
What's that? Apparently it's Gino Bruised Liver Bisconti, right?
And what's your boxing federal ID number?
14.
Filled out. All right.
We good?
Sending it in.
Now we let them come to us.
Oh, hold on. Child support statement.
No.
I certify that this date of application, I am not under obligation to pay child support.
No, obligation? No.
All right.
Not at all. What else?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Drug abuse and steroid policy.
I don't abuse them. I'm spot on with my use of drugs.
Okay.
I think I've nailed it. Tell you what I've never done while on drugs. Choked on my own vomit and died like a fun person.
Nice cover.
I know. I'm getting better. I apologize.
All right. We do have that. I'm going to just get some real quick video to make the promo together.
I'm going to get some video really quickly. Real quick video is awkward phrasing. Here we go.
Very exciting. We don't know if we're going to do the weigh-in on our show or Kevin's show. We don't know if we'll do the fight on our show or Kevin's show. We do need to figure that out.
We also
all
need
right,
to figure
here
out.
Here we go. Ding, 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 ding. Ladies and gentlemen.
You're just talking.
On March 27th, 2019.
This is just you.
It is time reading for the battle right. of the wits.
Okay.
You have seen the best. Now it is time to see the rest.
I thought I was going to say the worst.
He's a fast talker. Manic.
I don't even know what that was.
Dude. He likes stuff. He hates condoms. And he does sex.
I do.
He drinks a little bit. Here he is in fighting condition. Gino, the broken liver, Bisconti. All right, here's the thing with the Holocaust. You ever see the Holocaust? You ever watch it? Also, apes. What? What's the problem with free speech? You don't get it? I'll show you who gets it. I'm coming to take that blind guy down. Pinot Grigio, more like Penis Meanio. Oh!
I am that. Where did you find that? I hate you. That was 2005, maybe? God. Like people just getting up and leaving. Just wandering away. Just look. Ah, you suck! She's yelling, you suck.
And his opponent, coming to you all the way from the rich part of New York, wherever that is. He's half blind. He's half man, half myth. He likes puns. And in those puns, he puts hot dogs.
No, those are never mind. That's a pun.
That's what I did right there.
Legit
You've
news
seen
guy
him
laughing.
Angry. You've seen him talking on his own. Here he is, talking on his own. I'ma come for Gino Bisconti and I'ma fuck him up. I got my cane and I'ma fucking
terrible.
Stick it up his asshole. My glasses are yellow because sometimes I pee in my own face. I don't give a shit. I'm crazy. I got nothing to lose. I'ma shake up the world. I'ma make you fucking cute kente. I don't care. I see this stick right here. I took this stick instead of a dog because a dog would lick the peanut butter off my nuts.
What?
And that's what Bisconti's gonna do
what?
Tomorrow. He's
Was that the bet? Do I have to? What? Take a deep breath. You can land this, Aaron.
He's gonna lick the peanut butter off my verbal nuts. That's right. I'm gonna shake up the world. Kevin Brennan brought me in here, and I'm gonna shake up the world. You better get ready. It's bad. Johnny's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm the big man, thinking about the government. That's right! Boozy Boxing! Gino, I'm out of here. Remember, this Friday, Vineland, New Jersey, we're going to get some money together to save Gino's Aunt Aga's
no,
life.
No, she's already dead. She died.
Oh, gig cancer.
She had cancer.
Yes.
No, it was breast cancer.
Yes.
All right, play the music. That's the show. People, stick around. Morning is next. Andrew Schultz is on. Fucking watch Morning. Andrew Schultz, brilliant comedian, and one hell of a dude to hang out with. Weigh in tomorrow. Find us a location. Go home.